Hi, this is MJ Ricadio, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood, where we're still celebrating our kickoff episode of Blog Talk with MJ Ricadio. And this is a special episode because we are live right now in Conrad Hotel. And have you heard that? Conrad Hotel is the in Manila, the best hotel in the world by Condé Nast. So check that out. Check that out, you guys. So without further ado, you know, this young award-winning director recently won in Venice Film Festival. He was part of the it's a film festival in the Philippines because the Philippines is celebrating 100 years of Philippine cinema. And now this particular film called Verdict, it was shown in Toronto Film Festival, the only Filipino, by the way, and at Telluride. And now it is the, are you guys ready? It is the Philippine entry of Oscar, you guys, for, I believe it's like the international feature film, if I'm not mistaken. So without further ado, we got award-winning director Raymond
Ribay
Gutierrez. So how you doing?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
So welcome to Blog Talk Hollywood. I know we got a little chit chat before we. By the way, they get the best buffet here in Conrad. Yes, I can't get enough with their dessert. But anyway, let's move on to our conversation.
Yeah.
Well, talk about going back to the memory lane. I know you started. I mean, you got your degree. Talk about that a little bit before we get into the directing part of your career.
Well, actually, I started having a college degree of multimedia arts and graphic design in Mapua, which is in Tamaulipas.
Hey, that's the top-notch school in the Philippines.
Yeah, actually, they are known in the engineering section. Yeah, Mapua.
I mean, what comes in your head? I mean, this is really your dream, your parents' dream to be in Mapua?
Actually, it's some bit of both.
With the both,
because both of my parents came from Mapua. They are graduates of Mapua themselves.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, actually, my first choice as a course is architecture.
Architecture.
Yeah.
So you end up to be a graphic designer.
Yeah, because when I enrolled in Mapua, there's an entrance exam for you to be able to become an architecture student. So there's a test, but unfortunately, I failed that test.
Hey, maybe you're not meant to be there. But anyway, moving forward, I mean, after getting your degree, and then I heard that you also work as a graphic designer?
So after I graduated in Mapua, I started working in a commercial agency, ad agency, as a graphic artist. Mm-hmm. Manage social media and do posters somehow.
That's pretty good. Now you're mentioning the poster, and now I heard that you design your own poster in the movie,
yeah.
Verdict.
Yeah.
How is that? Is that like a dream come true for you, that I mean, designing your own poster?
Actually, my dream evolved when I reached this part of my life. No? Mm-hmm. Because basically, when I was still studying, my dreams are to become a to work in a magazine industry.
Magazine industry.
To write, that's it. To be able to compose a certain design that would be seen in posters and magazines instance. Because it's quite weird that I really love the smell of books and magazines every now and then.
But you know what? This is really your calling. Mm-hmm. That you're young, but yet now you're an accomplished director. Imagine you won in Venice, one of the prestigious film festivals in the world, and you won the jury prize, if I'm not mistaken.
Sorry about
The jury prize of Verdict.
It's the jury prize.
Yeah, and you're still young, mid-20s?
Yes, 26.
Yeah, you have a long way to go. And then now, I mean, let's talk about you being a director. When did it start? Give us a bit glimpse of that story.
So when I'm working in the ad agency, it's over 6 months. It started to bit feel dragging. I just realized that the office type is not for me. So
to speak, you're bored.
I became bored at that time, and watching movies is only became the pastime between transit from home and to office. And that's it. That's really literally it is watching movies for my pastime.
And then after that, I think there is a workshop, film workshop of also well-known director Brillante Mendoza.
Yes.
Tell us a story about that.
So I was at that agency at that time when I saw the poster in Facebook. It says it's a really good poster because you can see all the actors there, the prestigious actors.
Yeah.
And it's highlighted there that they are teaching intensive filmmaking.
Wow, intensive.
Intensive. Wow. So
you got interested.
I got interested.
When was that?
It was in 2014.
Wow, that was like what? About 5 years ago.
Yeah, 2014, 5 years ago.
Look at that, after 5 years.
But
wow.
At the bottom of the poster, I saw that there's an, what do you call this? A fee.
A fee, yeah, of course. Were you scared with the fee? Or?
Yeah, at that time, I don't have money. Even though I have a big salary, I don't have money to spend.
I see.
Because every now and then, even though I have a big salary, I help paying the bills at the house, giving back to my mother's honor, and
that's
also, yeah. But I told to myself, maybe I should try.
You should try. Hey, it's good. It's good. You know, there's nothing wrong in trying, and there's nothing to lose.
Yeah, but the problem here is that the schedule of the workshops have a conflict in the work that I'm having.
Oh, okay.
So it's
How did you finish it? How long did you finish the workshop overall?
It's 1 month.
Oh,
1 month.
Well, so after that, it's like, what did you learn from that?
I learned a lot. Actually, I don't have really any idea in the film industry in the Philippines. Even one person, I don't know any. So when I go there, I really dedicated myself into this workshop because it's my hard-earned money.
Oh, yeah.
I resigned from the previous one that I have. And
no way.
Yeah, I pursued it. I pursued this. It's a do or die.
You're brave. I admire you for that. But well, now moving forward after 5 years, now look at you. And it is a movie that is talked about in town, that it is the Philippine Oscar entry verdict. So why that film? Why Verdict? Of all the stories in the world, why do you want to share that story of about justice?
Actually, it happened last night, at one night when I was watching movies. My neighborhood's shouting, they're shouting, but you know, it's very usual here at that time in our neighborhood because it happens a lot. So I didn't really bother to take a look. But moments later, they are knocking at our door and they were asking for help. The husband is carrying his daughter with all of the blood in her head.
Wow.
The child's head.
That's shocking.
They just simply want to borrow our car to get to the hospital immediately.
Oh, wow.
So,
what was your reaction?
Actually, it's quite a bit shocking at that time because it's around 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Wow.
It's only me and my mom who's still awake and watching movies, mainstream movies. And at the back of the husband and the child who's carrying, there is the mother who's brutally bruised.
Wow.
The back.
So this is, I know, I read about it. It's about domestic violence, if I'm not mistaken.
It's about the domestic
violence. Wow, so it's really interesting. I think it's a universal message to everyone, no matter where you are in the world. That's why it got in so many praises outside the Philippines. Imagine in Europe, in Venice, mm-hmm. Telluride, mm-hmm. Toronto, which is a very, and now it's a Philippine Oscar entry. So what message can you give with this domestic violence that's happening in the country?
Actually, at the content first, no? The reason that I have garnered a lot of recognition outside the Philippines is mm-hmm. that even though the content is very common, mm-hmm. there's nothing usual. It's very usual. The thing that it the storytelling is very unique mm-hmm. and proper.
Very Filipino.
It's right. a very Filipino yes. and very straight to the point. Mm-hmm. I got a hard time doing this script at first because ideally, I want my films to be less dialogue-driven because living in the Philippines, when I'm presenting it to the other audience, there's I don't want my audience to read at the subtitles. Oh. I just want them to look at the picture because the kind of storytelling I'm doing is I based all the scenes, or I based the grammar, the linear narrative into my images, in the pictures.
Yeah, it will speak for itself. So
yes.
Right? And so okay, let's now, I know you got this, you adapt this to your mentor, Brillante Mendoza. Mm-hmm. So is that the legacy that he's giving you?
Yeah.
Brillante Mendoza.
Yeah,
about that kind of filmmaking.
Yeah, at the past, no, when I approached him to be apprenticed, to be my mentor, he just, at first, he doesn't want. Mm. Because he doesn't know how to teach. That's the one thing that he told me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just being honest.
Yeah, I just told him that told him I want to be an assistant director. Mm-hmm. At that time, I don't know. What's the assistant director? I just want to have a job in the film industry.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, at that time. No. Just now, I just realized that the assistant director job is a very difficult one yeah. that I think I cannot handle at that time.
But so, yeah, it's amazing. Imagine you're being mentored by top director here in the Philippines. Not only in the Philippines, also in Europe, which is a best director in Cannes Film Festival.
Yes.
And now that it's being chosen as a Philippine entry of Oscars, how does it feel? Imagine from 5 years ago, did you ever imagine that you get into this point of your life now, being recognized in the...
Actually, no.
This is a surprise for you.
Yes, because in all honesty, there's a point in my life that I want to give up in the filmmaking business.
But you never gave up.
Because of the reality in the industry, the mm-hmm. politics mm-hmm. on how you can get the opportunity or how mm-hmm. can you break into the...
No, it's good. I admire you because you never stop mm-hmm. because that's the only way you could do it. You never stop.
Yeah. I just realized, no, when you're pursuing something like your dream, mm-hmm. you know, if you came to realize of giving up, actually that's only the start of the journey.
Yeah,
because after you come over that kind of situation, you mm-hmm. fix it all by yourself, mm-hmm. you will have a foundation that will bring you mm-hmm. to any place that you want to
well,
be.
That's well said. And so now let's call on to another special guest. Yes. Let's put him on. Actually, he's playing the judge of Verdict. Mm-hmm. And I recently met him. And he's such a very talented person.
Oh, thank you.
And I know I've seen him in one of... I don't know. He's happened to be a director, if I'm not mistaken. And he has a short film called Guru or Teacher. And that was really impressive. I saw it about 2 weeks ago in the first Abrinian Film Festival in northern part of the Philippines. So without further ado, we got the talented person in the house. we got Rene Durian.
As in the fruit.
Yeah, but of course, we're in Hollywood, Durian.
Not Dorian. Durian.
Hi, Rene.
Hello.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me here as well. Yes.
You're most welcome.
In Conrad Hotel.
Conrad Hotel, yes.
Manila. Yes.
Don't forget the Manila thing.
Yeah, and guess what, you guys? We're having a great coffee talk right now with our good friend Zanny. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's here. She's here right now, and she's very accommodating. And yeah, I mean, how did you get the role? Being a judge.
Well, they just called me.
Wow! Did you audition at all?
No. In fact, I've done most of the films that I did was with Direk Brillante Mendoza.
Yes.
So in Marosa, I was there in Captive. In most of the films of Brillante.
Wow. Well, aren't you like the favorite of Brillante, or it's just your plan to really work with Brillante?
Both.
I mean, you've been in the industry for how long now?
Oh, way, way back, since 1980s.
Wow, and I admire you for doing this kind of films. And you really represent the whole entire Philippines in terms of acting.
Yes,
I saw the trailer and I was like, wow. We could really play that part.
Yeah, in the court scene, I was the only one who is not authentic. The lawyers were real lawyers.
Wow.
And the fiscal is a real fiscal.
No, but I've seen you. You look like a judge.
That's what you call characterization.
Yes.
In fact, I've been, I'm typecast in many roles like a priest, a monk, then judge, mayor, all that kind of characters.
I mean, you know, this film is going, it's like making a lot of buzz lately, not just here in the Philippines, it's also in Europe, in North America, particularly in Hollywood.
Yeah,
I've seen the review from Hollywood Reporter. So now you guys are in Blog Talk Hollywood. Woohoo!
Yay. Thank you for
This is being listened to 10 major platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. So now we're hoping that it's going to get selected for the Academy 2020.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Yes, so what's next for you after this film? Even you direct Raymond.
Well, actually, there's a lot of meetings from L.A. The idea before writing the script that I have in my mind right now is to find a representative, an agent that I can collaborate in the Hollywood in US in the future.
So maybe they're listening with this podcast. I mean, the agent can help you out there.
Actually, I do already have an agent.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's called Paradigm.
Paradigm.
Yeah.
Well, congrats.
Yeah. So they were helping in the campaign as well, in the verdict. We just met in Toronto. We have a small talk on the future of cinema and made the vision that I can share in Hollywood as well, because I want to portray a social kind of films that even though it has a content, it also has an entertaining form.
Yeah, and it really represents the Filipino culture. Yeah, imagine, it's a universal message, but at the same time, it's very Filipino. That's how we really are here in the Philippines. So you're really giving that uniqueness in telling the story.
Yeah.
It's our story, Filipino. So I'm really, really proud of both of you guys. So any messages that you could give to our want to get into acting?
Oh, well, acting for me is more of not really a profession, but a hobby as far as I'm concerned. But if you want to get into it as a profession, I think you have to hone your craft as an actor, do a lot of research, and do your networking in the industry. So that's basically it. But I think one thing that's very important in acting is to really, really be truthful to your
story,
to your story, to your craft.
All right, that's well said. And what about you? Imagine you're young, but you're already an accomplished director.
Yeah.
Award-winning director Raymond Ribay Gutierrez.
Yeah.
What advice can you give? Imagine 5 years ago, back in memory lane, that you were just starting out and now you are known.
Mm-hmm.
Did it change your life?
Well, not really. It's always a lot. Almost the same as before.
I mean, in terms of recognition.
The reluctant director.
It's now there is an attached name. Internationally acclaimed director.
Yes, but I don't really grasp into that specifically, into the praises, because I don't want to...
You're just too humble, director. And I'm sure you're getting a lot of followers and fan mail, even admirers or, you know...
Yeah, because all of this praise and recognition, if you put your focus into it, you lose the focus on what you want to do.
But it's good to be recognized.
Yeah, of course. But
so I'm congratulating you, because not everyone in your age is reaching that level of success. And this is representing the whole entire Philippines.
Mm.
It's over 100 million Filipinos. You are carrying that torch.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it in that perspective,
yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but
you're raising the flag. Yeah. I mean, just to be nominated. So let's claim it. I want this film to be nominated.
Yeah.
calling the attention of the Academy. Yes. I'm here. I got my full support for verdict.
Yes. What's your verdict?
My verdict is, I want this film to be nominated.
Thank you.
For the Philippines, Jimmy. You guys. We're celebrating 100 years of Philippine cinema, so we have to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
going to be a really nice gift if you win.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, are you guys on social media? Follow you guys on social media?
You can invite
everyone.
You can follow me at Facebook. You can just type Raymond Ribay Gutierrez. Raymond with the letter U and not O, and Ribay Gutierrez.
Mm-hmm. And then the verdict. They could check out the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your official hashtag?
Verdict.
Awesome.
Center Stage Production.
Verdict, awesome, you guys.
Verdict 2019.
And this is a wonderful moment over here at the world's
number one hotel,
which is Conrad Manila, voted in Condé Nast just right now as we speak, according to their public relations, Zenny Iglesias. It just happened to be Ilocano, so we really had an instant connection right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried their pinakbet. Oh boy, it's really good. Yep, and we're just having a cup of coffee here, and in a very, very comfy area here, and looking over the Manila Bay. That's nice. Yes, sir. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I am signing off. This is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hi, this is Raymond Ribay Gutierrez, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hi, this is Rene Durian. I'm the judge from the film Verdict, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.